You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Just saw this in a television show about forgiveness. It's absolutely true if it's presented correctly. And for some people, it's like, I'm not going to forgive him. You know, said, I'm not doing him a favor. You're not doing him a favor. Lisa Turkhurst knows a thing or two about that. For all the ladies, you probably know who she is. She's been around here. Why? She's quite a Christian author and speaker, teacher, right? And went through a very public, nasty thing with her husband. And, you know, so not easy for her to forgive. But she said, forgiving someone doesn't mean we'll feel instant joy relief, but it does mean we're taking the right steps to walk toward healing, toward healing. Lisa said, so instead of making feel good my goal, I'm leaning to make healing my goal. And forgiveness is always healing in the right direction.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
Welcome. I am Joe. Cup of Joe Morning Show. One of the best photographs you will ever see. Of course, just without any signs, is the little girl and her father sitting on the picnic table. Both have a beautiful smile on their faces, holding a sign. Both very powerful life's, milestone events in their lives being celebrated. The little girl says, I graduated kindergarten today. I love you, kindergarten. And the dad says, 8 years clean. Man, Dad, that's all you've got to say, man. Proud of you.
The Sound of Life.
I am Joe, Cup of Joe Morning Show. And I just thought it'd be something a little interesting here. I know kids are out of school. I guess Regents are happening. Evil. I'm one of those people, man. I just, test. No. But that's long gone, right? Damn, that's way back. We don't even remember. Black and white days. That's the way it is. You understand, right? Someone said, I feel like people don't really understand how much life changed for human beings between 1900 and 2000. Now, think about that. That's 100 years. In 100 years, we went from the first ever airplane flight, controlled flight, to landing on the moon in 100 years. That's a lifetime for some people. I mean, it's almost a lifetime, right? Let's give it perspective, okay? Chariots were invented around 2000 BC. Chariots. They had some nice ones at Sight and Sound, read the play Moses. I just want to say, Pharaoh, you had some nice, I'm sorry. Okay, chariots were invented around 2000 BC and were the fastest form of transportation known to man for around 3,800 years until trains in the 1800s. 100 years later, we flew for the very first time, and 66 years after that, we were on the moon.
Shazam.
Yeah.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
I am Joe. Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. Yeah, I got something good for you on the way. You got to listen close, though, okay? I'm just checking out. Father's Day is on Sunday. So this is just a few seconds advice for fathers, all right? I will tell you this. It's not right out of the Bible. He's not quoting the Apostle Paul or, you know, back in the Psalms or something. But it's really pretty cool. So listen very close. You got to get a hold of this.
Anytime you're getting frustrated with them, just close your eyes and imagine you are 80 years old and you have a time machine that is bringing you right back to this moment. And this is the only moment you will get with them again when they're young. It's awesome. I mean, it's incredible advice.
That's very good.
And it totally changes everything. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'll take this all day long.
Mm-hmm.
The Sound of Life.
I am Joe. Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. Got a word for you this morning. When tough circumstances come your way, not if they come your way, when they come your way, here's what you need to know. They are never God's punishment. That may be a radical idea for you. See, the world comes at you, but Christ is working in you. God is for you, never against you. God's discipline is training for your future, not punishment for your past. Get a hold of that.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
The Sound of Life.
Cup of Joe Morning Show, a Friday edition. Thanks for our boss for letting me have yesterday off. Thanks. Appreciate that. You, because you kind of let me have it off, you know, because you were like, everybody was like, I'll see you tomorrow, Joe, after we got back home late in the wee hours of the morning after our trip. Bus trip. It's always a lot of fun. We have a great time going down. Great time at the show. A lot of people, it's their first time. It's always a thrill. Try not to build it up too much, you know, so when they get there, everything's a surprise. The biggest surprise for all of us is when we came out. Because we got there, you know, it was humid. There were thunder showers all around the area. Thankfully, when we got out to eat, it was quiet. And so we came out of the play where we had just seen Moses and the parting of the Red Sea, which they did a phenomenal job. Because everybody that goes to Sight and Sound, you're like, well, how are they going to do this part of the story, you know? And then you find out the genius of Sight and Sound Theater. It was phenomenal. You can feel the breeze. I expected water to come splashing. I really did. But they held off on that. But the breeze was there. And then we walked out and the air had cleared. And it was the freshest breeze I've ever felt. It was pretty phenomenal. So that was it. I thought, wow, this is worth the trip right here. A little bit still of an exaggeration. But Moses, of course, man, you're talking about a story of God dealing with someone. You just can't capture the whole. I mean, Moses lived to be 120 years old. So, you know, he started his ministry when he was 80. I'm sorry. Get excited. But they started with the birth of Moses, of course. So obviously it was God's plan as Moses was being knit together in his mother's womb. It was all part of God's plan. And, you know, there are things that Moses did where you would think that God would say, that's it. I'm sorry, Moses, you're done. I'm done with you, man. But no, he had him in the wilderness for 40 years. And I was thinking about this. You know, he had to have seen brush burn. He had to have started fires and stuff. But he ain't never seen a bush that was on fire that didn't burn up. And God taught to him in that. Isn't that incredible? After 40 years of being in the wilderness, and God was not done with Moses. Wow, that was incredible. I mean, you could take any little part of that and, you know, pull that out. They had him the parting of the Red Sea, of course, and then very quickly on Mount Sinai. They had to wrap it up, man. I mean, you know, we'd been sitting there for 3 hours, I think. So it's like, wow, there's just so much to it. You just can't get it all in, but he was on Mount Sinai, and they did a great job of having God speak and then lightning striking the rock and writing in the Ten Commandments. But right there at the end, Moses is like, God, your commandments are holy. We can't keep those commandments. And God said, and of course, it's not that part of the Bible, but it is the truth. And God said, I will send my son when the time is right. He will keep the commandments. And his blood is going to be shed for all the, make it available to anyone who believes to be saved. Wow. And then the song after that was pretty cool. And then that was it, right? That's Sight and Sound.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words, putting into sentence, doing.
The Sound of Life.
Zach Fear is a Liar, Williams, and Corey Reckless Love Asbury going to be together. I guess Zach Williams got a 10-piece band. That'd be awesome. You know what's going to be good if it's in New York City at the Beacon Theater. It's coming up June 25th. This Sunday's Father's Day. Next Sunday's June 25th, 7:30 p.m. We got the tickets right on our website. There's Zach Williams' banner. Just click on that. I was looking at one of the best photographs I've ever seen in my life. I don't know who they are. Maybe mom took the photograph. They're sitting on the picnic table in the backyard. A little girl's holding a sign. Man's holding a sign. You tell me which one makes you cry. Hers said, I graduated kindergarten today. I love you, kindergarten. His says, 8 years clean.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
It was the idea of LaMarcus Thompson back in the 1800s. Why not put a thrill ride at Coney Island? Yes, indeedy. They called it the Switchback Railway. And that is a pretty cool name. I think it's been stolen since then for a type of a ride. But it would be like something that you would think about initially. If you've never been on anything called a roller coaster, you would just walk up a set of stairs, put it up as high as you can. You go down a little bit, whoo, and you go up a hill, and you go down another one, whoo, and then you go up another one, and you go down, you know, and then you run out to the end. And that was it. That was actually pretty cool for 1884. Went 600 feet and went a blistering 6 miles an hour. Now, I know by today's standards, you know, but every year these theme parks are building on that particular idea of a thrill ride, a railroad, if you will. Nowadays, you pay your money to be scared out of your wits. And, you know, probably save more people than pastors do a lot of times. But now they shoot you out at about 400 times the speed of the Switchback Railway. They shoot you straight up in the air, you know, and you don't know, your life passes before you. And then you come back down to where you started from, I guess. And if you're still alive, they get you out, and then you can tell everybody that you did it.
As you can imagine, yeah. They don't let us out much.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
Boy, I tell you, we came out of Sight and Sound Theater after those thunderstorms went through late in the, well, you know, early evening after the play. So it was so windy and refreshing that, you know, the dry air was really cool. And I really, I'm the best thing that's happened to me this week, I don't know, pick something that's nice. Sight and Sound Theater's nice. What's the best thing that's happened to you this week? Let me know. Yes. Good morning. Cup of Joe Morning Show Hotline. Yes, Alicia. What's up?
Younger brother who really wasn't, he was in a tough spot in his life. I brought him to my church 2 weeks ago, and he's been coming the last 3 weeks now with his family. So God is amazing. God is good.
The Sound of Life.
I am Joe. Cup of Joe Morning Show, of course, on a Friday. So something very special here. Many of you have said, asked me to do something like this. Not exactly, but I'm going back in time with music. And I'm doing it in honor of somebody that I met Wednesday on the trip, Sight and Sound trip. He looked familiar, and he came up to me, and turns out it's been at least 30 years since I've seen him. And don't we all look different? I said, people wouldn't recognize me, I'm sure of that. So he's, you know, we said hey and stuff like that, and he was on the bus and everything. And finally, later in the trip, he came up and he said, you know, I went through a terrible time back then. And it was a song that you played at the time. Now, this is going back 30 years, according to the date on the CD, okay? And it is one of the most powerful songs that we played probably. But he said, every time you played Twyla Paris, God is in Control, he said, it just made my day. It restored me. So in honor of God's restoration of you, past and future, I just want to go back in time. This is not the radio version. So we'll get into it, though.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Now, the research is in on this. The average three-year-old laughs 40 times a day. The average 40-year-old laughs 3 times a day. They say nothing in there about radio announcers on Christian radio. However, they probably, Psychology Today didn't study them yet. But it sure does make sense, right? That Jesus said, let the children come to me. Absolutely.
The Sound of Life.
Hey, welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show, Friday edition. Before Father's Day, recommending a couple of great movies, faith-based movie that'll motivate you. Courageous. Oh, yeah, number one on the list. Faith-based film about failure and redemption. I can only imagine, right? And really, I saw this with my sons. I'll never forget a dad movie for the whole family. Believe it or not, Finding Nemo. Give it a try.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.